Blog Talk Radio.
Bemez mor dawi, zitna hule. Besma ab wa wel wa men fes kdu sahadu amla kame. Kibar la kalu, kibar la tilsu, kibar la hayrin, kibar la tadama wi hayrin la. Ja, Rastafari. I judge your way on with. I judge your way on with. Hey, send me salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send me salam. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. It is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari. On the psaltery, playing on the 10-string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought is the purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil. Come on, well, yeah. Send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom. Song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom.
more and better. Say him negative your food up, machaber. Line of Jewelers Society, LOJS. Yeah!
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock off. And the biggest mark 11 day a wop. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. From to the party, a can jackass.
Holiday, from separation, hey, you find a way to cope, and your belly full of hope, on the brink of your salvation. Holiday, some joy and celebration.
Sugar.
I wanna bless my neighbors above the morning to your greetings and salutations.
Don't miss a love on 90 where we need up on the street. Belly empty and the youth and tolerance are reach a peak. Machine them and them put them on repeat. Those without will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion when I come here so they get defeat. Give them a break.
On the day, a break from separation. You find a way to cope and your belly full of hope on the brink of your salvation.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, How great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness,
unrighteousness. Fulfilling the first book of Moshe here, Bereshit, Genesis, coming to thy fulfillment. Chazak, chazak, be strong, wanit chazek, and make I and I be strengthened, be encouraged right here, fulfilling the first book here, Moshe. Yes, 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 Shabbat time, keep the Shabbat here, it's born African. Apologies, right there, some coordination here between the StreamYard, BTR. Apologies, give thanks for that heads up there, Rashid Aman, right there, not hearing anything, apologies, brothers and sisters. That was thing that happened during the holidays clip right there, so let's just rewind this a little bit right here for the Shabbat time right here. I think we went through the psalm for the Sabbath day. We have the psalm for the Sabbath day. We have Psalm 92. Yes, I. So once again, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Little technical difficulties right there. Shema Yisrael right here.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. they shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness,
Yes, 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 yes. Working on a technical difficulty right there. Here. That was Psalm 92 for the Shabbat day. Here, the After the Shabbat podcast. Here, fulfilling the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Bereishis in the Hebrew and known as Genesis. So a chazak, chazak, be strong, be strong. We need chazak. And make I and I be strengthened. This is what is said whenever we complete a book of HaTorah. So here at the 12th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding for this Shabbat, this sabbatical strong for Shabbat, Y'Yechi, Sabbath, and he lives. Senbet yet he went to of his life, the life of the patriarch Yaakov. Here, keep the Sabbath. Born African right here, Shabbat Shalom to right here.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abdara the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta Kohulum Ahayin Asaya Meskel Abdara the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. As a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. At lightning, everyone should know. Converting the soul, the testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Sila, Selassie. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, thy strength and thy redeemer. Selassie. Aya in
and morning star.
Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to the power of the Most High, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Last Year, Empress Menenai. I.
So here, today's daily psalm, here, according to the royal order, corresponding with the Gregorian 30th of December, December 30th, 2023. Here we have Psalm 101, today's daily psalm.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm 9 according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedemal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Here we have a 3-in-1 dubwise right here today's daily psalm, Psalm 101 in the English, the KJV version, the Hebrew, M.L. Cohen, and the Royal Amharic, read by Abraham Chebude right here on the drum song, rhythm. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Psalm 101. I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord.
מזמור קוף אלף לדוד מזמור חסד ומשפט אשירה לך אדוני אזמרה אשכילה בדרך תמים מתי תבוא אליי את הלך בתום לבבי בקרב ביתי לא אשית לנגד עיניי דבר בלי יעל עשו סטים סניתי לא ידבק בי לבב עיקש יסור ממני, רע לא אדע, מלושני וסדר, רעהו אותו עצמית, גבה עיניים ורחב לבב, אותו לא אוכל. עיניי בנאמנם ארץ לשבת עמדי, הולך בדרך תמים הוא ישרתני. לא ישב בקרב ביתי עושה רמייה, דובר שקרים לא ייכון לנגד עיניי. לבקרים עצמית כל רשעי ארץ, להחריט מעיר אדוני כל פועלי אבן.
מזמור מתו, בקנף מתועד, ידעוי מזמור. አቤቱ ምህረትህን እና ፍርድን ቀኝልሃለሁ እዘምራለሁ ንጹህ መንገድንም አስተውላለሁ ወደ እኔ መቼ ትመጣለህ በቤቴ መካከል በልቤ ቅንነት ሄዳለሁ በዓይኔ ፊት ክፉ ነገር አላኖርሁ ሕግ ተላላፊዎችን ጠላ ጠማማ ልብም አልተጠጋኝ ክፉ ከእኔ በራቀ ጊዜ አላወቅሁም ባልንጀራውን በቀስታ የሚያማን እርሱን አሳደዱ በዓይኑ ትቢተኛ የሆነውና ልቡ የሚሳሳው ከእኔ ጋር አይተባበርም ከእኔ ጋር ይኖሩ ዘንድ ዐይኖቼ በምድር ምእመናን ላይ ናቸው በቀና መንገድ የሚሄድ እርሱ ያገለግለኛል ትዕቢትን የሚያደርግ በቤቴ መካከል አይኖርም ዐመፅን የሚናገር በዐይኔ ፊት አይቀናም ዐመፃ የሚያደርጉትን ሁሉ ከእግዚአብሔር ከተማ አጠፋቸው ዘንድ የምድርን ኀጢአተኞች ሁሉ በማለዳ እገላቸዋለሁ
Shalom, Chaverim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Psalm Kof Aleph. Kof Aleph. Psalm C.I. Psalm 101 from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter, chapter 101, the Kof Aleph. Kof Aleph. The Kof Aleph Psalm, the C.I. Psalm, the 101 Psalm, an ideal kingship, kingship, kingship. Shalom, Chaverim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Psalm Kof Aleph. Kof Aleph. Psalm C.I. Psalm 101 from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter, chapter 101, the Kof Aleph, Kof Aleph, the Kof Aleph Psalm, the C.I. Psalm, the 101 Psalm, an ideal kingship psalm. Now it needs to be noted, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melaki Esedek, that this psalm was one of the psalms that was recited by Garmawi Negus Neges, Garmawi Janhoi, by His Majesty, Coronation Day. I think this is one of the psalms in the evening leading up to the coronation, but in that time period, a coronation psalm right here. And this psalm recited by His Imperial Majesty himself. And it's an interesting psalm, the Kof Aleph psalm, an ideal kingship psalm. Share a little bit right here. We also have the order of the coronation. Need to get some more copies of that from Farai, yes, I, and Deborah Zayt books. Very, very good. The first English translation of the original Amharic and Gutta's text of the Kedase, the liturgy, the holy and sacred liturgy, and the program for the coronation of Garmawi Kedamawi Haile Selassie, of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, November 2nd, 1930. So this is one of the coronation psalms right here, and one of the psalms that was uttered and spoken by Garmawi Janhoi, by His Majesty Garmawi Negus Neges himself, circa November 2nd, acceptable year of the Lord, 1930. November 2nd, 1930 AD, an ideal kingship. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Rastafari Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melaki, it's Edek, after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. Weep not, behold, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. An ideal kingship. Many commentators agree that in this psalm, in this mizmor, this chant, this intonation, we have the utterance of a king, of a melech, the utterance of a negus, even negusa neges, ze Ethiopia, who formulates the principles which will guide him in his reign. I think that's worth repeating right there from the Sefer Tehillim. We have this note right here in the Sosinno Sochino version. We have many commentators. This psalm is themed an ideal kingship, an ideal kingship. The psalmist's profession of uprightness, and it's superscribed as Le-Dawid. Le-Dawid, Le-Dawid, Le-Dawid Mizmor, a psalm of David, and after Yahweh's own heart. It says many commentators agree that in this psalm, in this Mizmor, we have the utterance of a king who formulates the principles which will guide him in his reign. In his reign. So when it came to my attention that this is one of the psalms recited by His Imperial Majesty Himself, right? I think prior to, and perhaps it's also contained in the coronation, but this was uttered November 2nd, coronation, weep not, behold, right? The conquering line of the tribe to the root of David. So here we have the utterance of a negus, even negus and neges, of the Melech HaKavod, the king, even the king of glory, who formulates the principles which will guide him in his reign. As such, it sets forth an ideal of the throne, even the throne of great King David, the throne of Yahuwah, the throne of he who be, who he be, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, setting forth an ideal, the ideal of the Davidic throne, which is on the highest plane. Now, centuries ago, it was given the title, centuries ago, this very psalm, the Kof Aleph, the Psalm CI, the 101st psalm, was given the title of the prince's psalm. In other words, the prince, the psalm of the prince, as well as the mirror of the magistrates, or mirror for magistrates, the mirror for magistrates, and the prince's psalm. This psalm, today's daily psalm, also known as an ideal, themed here, an ideal kingship, and coronation psalm of Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, one of the psalms. Centuries ago, this was what it was titled and given, a prince's psalm, a mirror for magistrates or judges. Now, the poignant question at the opening of the psalm, what's the poignant question? Oh, when will thou come to I? Oh, when will thou come to I? Matai tabo alai. Matai tabo alai. Alai to I. Matai tabo alai. Oh, when will thou come to I? When? This receives its most pointed explanation at the opening. At the opening, receiving its most pointed, its most pointed explanation, right? On the hypothesis that the Mizmor was composed, this psalm, this chant, this intonation by David, by Dawid, at the beginning of his reign. So this psalm, right, based on the hypothesis that it was composed by great King David at the beginning of his reign and recited even by the greater David, greater son, at the beginning of his reign. His ardent wish and desire was to install the Ark of the Covenant. His ardent wish was to install, what was his ardent wish? To install the Ark of the Covenant, captured from the Philistines, in Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, by Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, Arasalam, Yerushalayim. The untoward incident, recall, the death of Uzzah. This frustrated his first attempt to realize that hope. So David's first attempt to realize that hope, right, of installing the Ark of the Covenant in Jerusalem was frustrated because of the untoward incident, namely the death of Uzzah, that frustrated that first attempt to realize that hope, that expectation, that had filled Dawid with fear and dread. It was, and caused him to exclaim, according to 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 9, how shall the ark of Hashem, how shall the ark of Adonai, how shall the ark of Yahuwah come to I? In 2 Samuel 6 and 9. His question implied that before Yerushalayim could have the privilege of housing the Ark, Ha-Aron, the Aron, right, in the Hebrew, the Tabot, the city must be made fit. The city had to be made fit for its reception by a thorough eradication eradication of evil, that the city had to be made fit for the reception of the Tabot, of the Ark, of Ha'aron, the Aron Ha'edut, the Ark of the Covenant, right? The Ark of the Testimony, Ha'brit, the Ark of the Witness, right? Ha'edut.
Ha'edut. Ha'edut.
His purpose in making this reformation is voiced in the Mizmor, in today's psalm, the daily psalm according to the royal order. It's voiced here. So this explanation also explains why it was included immediately after the ascension psalms. So when we look at the order of the Sefer Tehillim, we can see the explanation as to why this psalm, today's daily psalm, the Kof Aleph, the 101 psalm, why it was included immediately after what we know as the ascension, or the songs of degrees, the Shir HaMa'elot, HaMa'alot, the songs of ascension, Yema'arik, psalms. Now Zion, could only become a fitting resting place for Ha'aron, for the Tabot, Tabotu, after the city had been cleansed of all unrighteousness, as the earth could only become the kingdom, as the earth, in the same way that the city of Zion, right, the castle of David, the city of David, Sion, had to become a proper resting place for Ha'aron, for the ark, for Tabot, Tabotu, only after the city had been cleansed of all unrighteousness. In the same way, the earth could only and can only become the kingdom, right, the kingdom of Elohim, when wickedness, when ratchetness had been eliminated. Seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness, right, and all other things to be added. Seek ye first. What's the first? Seek ye first the kingdom. Right, so isn't that interesting? In the Brit Chadash, we have that word from Reboni, Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, Ainai Lord, Ainai Savior. And then David, a man after Hashem's own heart, a man after Adonai's own heart, expressing the very same, the one and the same sentiment, but even more than sentiment is an ardent desire. Right? It's almost like a zeal in that sense. David had that messianic zeal. He had that messianic zeal. And we need to recognize David's messianic zeal. And for good reason. Right? And for good reason. The ark. He sought to bring up the ark of the covenant to Sion, to Zion. And so everything that had happened was like a preparation, right, for this right here, this utterance right here, the principles, right, the first, what be the first principles of the Dibrei Elohim? What's the first principles of the messianic kingship and government reign? These are, here it goes right here, in the prince's song, in the mirror for magistrates, an ideal kingship, where the psalmist, right, even David, and even the greater David, right? Even David, right? Bain David, Moshiach Bain David, here professes the uprightness of the messianic kingdom and the messianic government and rule and reign. So we have today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, the Kof Aleph, the 101. The 101 psalm, the 101 psalm,
the 101 psalm,
the 101 psalm,
the 101 psalm,
the 101 psalm,
the 101 psalm,
the 101 psalm,
the 101 psalm,
the 101 psalm,
the 101 psalm,
the 101 psalm,
the 101 psalm,
the 101 psalm,
the 101
psalm. Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inslasia.
The home place is
beautiful.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith courage and the just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Lani Lani, for all the tribe of Israel, oh, we just let them know that Israel's king is Israel's God. And what let them say, hear my
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
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 Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai
Echad. Hey, hey, hey. Today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, Mizmor Kof Aleph. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 101, Mizmor Kof Aleph. Psalm C.I.
Le David Mizmor Chesed Umishpata Ashira Lekai Yehovah Izamera.
A psalm of David, of David. Le David Mizmor.
I will sing of mercy and judgment to thee, the eye, O Lord. Will I sing praise? Will I sing eyes? Chesed u'mishpot ashira lekai Yahuwah izamera. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Yishayahu, in Isaiah, Yishayahu, Isaiah 5 and 16, it reads, "But the Lord of hosts is exalted through judgment, and God, the Holy One, is sanctified through righteousness." Vayigbaha Yahuwah tzvaot b'mishpot v'ha'el ha'kadosh nikadash b'tzedaka. But the Lord of hosts, Jehovah of hosts of armies, is exalted through justice. Vayigbaha Yahuwah tzvaot b'mishpot. And God, with Ha'el, and the true God, Ha'el, Ha'el, with Ha'el HaKadosh, and Ha'el, the Holy One, is sanctified through righteousness. With Ha'el HaKadosh, Nikadash B'Tzedakah. That is, when there is judgment, then the Lord of hosts, Yahuwah Tzvaot, is exalted through judgments. Vayigbaha Yahuwah Tzvaot b'mishpat. And when there's righteousness, then God the Most High, with Ha'el HaKadosh, is sanctified through righteousness. Nikdash b'tzedakah. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav Acha that David spoke thus, like this, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He. Whether thou the eye dealest with me, with I in mercy, Ashira, I will sing. Whether the eye dealest with I in mercy, Ashira, I will sing. Or whether thou the eye dealest with me, dealest with I in judgment, Ashira, I will sing. Ashira, I will sing. Either way, to the eye, O Jehovah, will I sing praises? Will I sing eyes? Leka Yahuwah izamera. Leka Yahuwah izamera. To the eye, leka. Leka Yahuwah izamera. Will I sing eyes? Eyes I izamera. Rav Yehuda ben Palia taught, When Job said, "The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord," in Job, in Job 1:21. Vayomer Arom yatzati mibet enimi ze Arom ashuva shamah Yahuwah natana vayahuwah lakach yehi shema Yahuwah mivorach, and said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither." There, Yahuwah Jehovah gave, and Yahuwah Jehovah hath taken away. Blessed be the name of Jehovah. Vayomer Arom yatzati mi bet enimi v'Aram ashuv shamah Yahuwah natan v'Yahuwah lakach yehi shem Yahuwah mibarak. When Rav Yehuda ben Palia taught, when Job said, "The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord, Yahuwah Natan, wa Yahuwah Lakach, Yehi Shem, Yahuwah Mibarak," he meant that when Ha'el, the true God, gave, He alone, all one, gave. He alone gave. But that when Ha'el, true good, true God, Almighty, I took away, He, together with His court of judgment, took away. Blessed was He when He gave, and blessed was He when He took away. Either way, blessed be the name of Jehovah. Yehi Shem Yahuwah Mibarak. Hence, here, I will sing of mercy and judgment to the eye, O Jehovah. Will I sing praises? will I sing Isis, Isis, I. Chesed u'mishpata asher lekai Yahuwah izamera. Izamera. I will chant Isis, Isis. Rav Berakayo. Berakayo taught in the name of Rav Lewi, Levi, according to the words of Psalm 92, verse 9, Hebraically. But thou, O Lord, art most high forevermore, for evermore. The Ata Maroma Le'olam Yahuwah, but thou the I, with Ata Marom Le'olam Yahuwah, but thou the I, O Jehovah, art on high, Marom, forevermore, for evermore, Le'olam. Ata Marom Le'olam Yahuwah. That is, thy hand, O Elohim, is always uppermost. That is to say, thy hand, Yadecha Elohim, is always uppermost. In the Mishnah, we learned, I and I learned in the Mishnah, for good tidings. One says, Baruch Atah, blessed art thou, the I, who art good and doest good. Baruch Atah Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Ha'tov V'ha'metiv. For bad tidings, one says, Baruch Atah, the true judge. Blessed art thou, the I, the true judge. Baruch Atah Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Dayan Ha'emet. And hear, for good tidings, as taught in our Mishnah, in the Mishnah, as I learned from the Mishnah. For good tidings, we say, Baruch Atah, blessed art thou who art good and doest good. Hear from a Siddur, from the Siddur, the prayer book, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Ha'tov V'Ha'metiv Ha'tov V'Ha'metiv Ha'tov V'Ha'metiv. And this here, comes from Psalm 119, Mizmor, Kof Yod Tate, Kof Yud Tate, Psalm CXIX, Psalm 119, hear, verse 68, where it reads, Tov Ata Umetiv, thou, the I art good, Tov Ata, the I, male, the I self, and none other, Tov Ata Umetiv, thou, the I art good, and doest good, Tov Ata, Umeti Lamdeni Chukeka, teach I thy statutes. Lamdeni Chukeka, teach I thy statutes. O Ata Umeti Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Hato Umeti. And for bad tidings, one says, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Dain Ha'emet. Blessed art thou the I, Baruch Atah, the eternal, our God, our true good, Adonai Eloheinu, King of the universe, Melech Ha'olam, the just judge. Dayan Ha'emet, Dayan Ha'emet, the just judge, the true judge. Dayan Ha'emet. Rav Tanchum Bar Yudan taught in the verse from Psalm 56, 11, In God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. Belohim Ehalel Davar Vayahuwah Ehalel Davar. In Elohim Be'elohim Be'elohim Ehalel Davar, Ehalel Dabar. In Elohim, I will praise. I will Elilta, Ehalel. I will praise Davar. I will praise his word, Davar. In Jehovah, I will praise. I will Halel, Ehalel Davar. By Yahuwah, Ehalel Davar. I will praise his word. The first part of the verse implies that when Elohim comes upon me with judgment, as when it is said, even in Shemot, even in Exodus, Exodus 22 and 8, whom Elohim shall condemn. Asher Yarshaun Elohim, he whom Elohim shall condemn. Asher Yarshaun Elohim. I will nevertheless praise his word. Ehalel Davar. I will nevertheless praise his word. The second part of the verse, it implies that when the Lord, when Yahuwah, when Jehovah comes to me, comes to I with mercy, as it is said even in Shemot and Exodus, Exodus 34 and 6, the Lord, God, merciful and gracious, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, El Rachum, Hanun, Jehovah, Jehovah, El, true good, true God, El Rachum, El Merciful, V'Hanun, and Gracious, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, El Rachuma, V'Hanun, Adonai, Adonai, El Rachuma, V'Hanun. Ehallel Davar, I will praise his word either way. Ehallel Davar, I will praise Isis his word. The Rabbani, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah said, the verses, even the verses from Psalm 116, verse 3 and 4, that read, I found trouble and sorrow, then I called upon the name of the Lord. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of Jehovah, U b'shem Yahuwah Ekra. And in the same psalm, Psalm 116, verse 13, where it reads, I will lift up the cup of salvation. I will lift up the chalice of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Kos yishuot esa U b'shem Yahuwah Ekra. I will lift up the cup, the chalice of salvation. Kos Yeshuot. Lift up the cup of Yeshua. Kos Yeshuot Esa. And call upon the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. U b'shem Yahuwah Ekra. These words imply that either way, I call to thee, to the eye, O Yahuwah, O
Yeah, yeah, Rhema tune, right now tuned to this song 101 right here at this point. Luciano, call on Yahuwah. Yeah.
Oh, Jah, the wicked are up on I and I in their multitude, trying to conquer I and I. Deliver, I give ear into our supplication.
Is that God?
Saint Joshua, who's the son of Nun, who brought I and I cross River Jordan. And though the Amorites and the Hittites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, all tried to fight against the Israelites, Jah gave us victory before the daylight. Cause we call on Jah. Yeah.
amongst our family, from Israel straight to Ethiopia, calling upon all Hebrew Kushites, all you Nazarites, oh we Israelites, come along and let us be rectified, let us rise and take our God given right, live by God and Jah.
Al Selassie in the sun. Sun.
Upon the meaning of the verses in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Aleph, Psalm 101, Psalm CI. In the words, I will give heed to the way of integrity. I will give heed to the way of integrity. Askila biderek tamim. I will give heed to the way of integrity. And he that walketh in a way of integrity, he shall minister to me. He shall minister to I. Holech biderek tamim. Hu yishartaini. He that walketh in a way of integrity. Tamim. Holech. He shall minister to I. Hu yishartaini. Rav Yehuda, Judah, and Rav Nehemiah differed. According to Rav Yehuda, Judah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Moshe, appoint a Kohen Gadol, a high priest, for me, for I. Moses asked, Ha'el Elohim, from what tribe shall I appoint him? Shall I appoint him out of the tribe of Reuven? Out of the tribe of Reuben? Ha'el, the true God Elohim replied, no, I will set no base thing before mine eyes. Lo ashit l'neged aynai. Elohim replied, no, lo ashit l'neged aynai. I will set no base thing before mine eyes. For Reuben had done a base thing. As is said even in Bereshit in Genesis 35 and 22, Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. Vayelech Reuben, vayishkav vayeta Bilhah, piya legesh avyo. And Reuben went, vayelech Reuben, and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. Vayishka ba'eta bilha piya legesh avyo, pi legesh abiyo. When Moshe asked Ha'el, Elohim, shall I appoint a Kohen Gadol, a high priest, for thee, for the eye, out of the tribe of Shimon, Simeon? Ha'el, Elohim replied, no, I hate the work of them that turn aside. I hate the doing of things crooked. I hate the tribe of Shimon, of Simeon, because of the act of turning aside that Zimri, the son of Salu, was guilty of at Shittim. And here in the Midrash notes, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 25. Note the possible play on Seitim and Shittim. Seitim, they that turn aside. Seitim and Shittim, the place name of the place in Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 25, where the incident took place. So the words Seitim, they that turn aside, and Shittim. Therefore, lo yidbak bi. Therefore, it shall not cleave to me. It shall not cleave to I. Lo yidbak bi. When Moses asked Ha'el Elohim, shall I appoint a Kohen Gadol, a high priest, for thee, out of the tribe of Dan, Ha'el Elohim, the true God answered, no, a perverse heart shall depart from me. A perverse heart shall depart from I. Levava ikesha, yasur mimini. A perverse heart shall depart from me. Levava ikesh, yasur mimini. For it is said, even in Judges chapter 18, verse 30, and the Bnei Dan, the children, the sons of Dan, set up for themselves the graven image, and they serve the graven image because their hearts were not wholly given to their Creator, but were perverse. And they offended HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, in that they served the graven image that, accompanying Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, passed over the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, the Etra Bahir, the Eritrean Sea. Affliction, in the words according to Zechariah 10 and 11, and over the sea, affliction did pass. This refers to Micah's graven image. Refer to Judges chapter 17, that Moses had in mind when he said, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 17, lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from the Lord our God. Pen yesh bachem ma'ish, or isha, or mishapacha, or sheveta asherah levavoa foneh hayom ama'im Yahuwah Eloheinu. La leketa la evodaeta Elohei hagoyim haem. Lest there should be among you man, ish or isha, man or woman, or family, mishapacha, or tribe, shevet, whose heart turneth away, perverse, this day from Yahuwah Jehovah Eloheinu, Einai Elohim, to go to serve the gods, the Elohim, of those nations. Pen yesh bakem shoresha pore rosha ve'la'ina, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. Therefore, whose heart turneth away, that is a perverse heart. When Moshe asked Ha'el Elohim, shall I appoint a Kohen Gadol, a high priest, for thee, out of the tribe of Yosef, out of the tribe of Joseph? Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, answered, no. Whoso slandereth his neighbor in secret, him will I destroy. Hear, from the words of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Aleph. Hear the fifth verse that reads, whoso slandereth his neighbor in secret, him will I destroy. Melashni vaseter reehu oto atmit. Whoso slandereth his neighbor in secret. Melashni vaseter reehu, him will I destroy. Oto atmit. For Joseph slandered his brothers, as is said even in Bereshit in Genesis 37, verse 2. Joseph brought evil report of them to their father. Vayave Yosef eta dibatam ra'a eta avihem. And Joseph brought evil report of them to their father. Vayave Yosef et dibatam ra'ah illa abihem, il abihem, to their father. Wayabe Yosef et dibatam ra'ah illa abihem, to their father. When Moses asked Ha'el Elohim, shall I appoint a Kohen Gadol, a high priest, for thee, for the I, out of the tribe of Yehuda, out of the tribe of Judah? Ha'el Elohim answered, no. In the words of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Aleph, Psalm 101, hear, verse 5. No, whoso is haughty of eye and proud of heart, him will I not suffer. Gavah Ainaim Ua Rehava Levav Oto Lo Ukal. Whoso is haughty of eye and proud of heart, Gebaha Ainaim Ua Rehaba Lebaba, him Oto, him will I not suffer. Oto Lo Ukal. For of Yehuda, of Judah, it is said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis 38, verse 15, when Judah, Yehuda, saw her, he thought her to be a harlot. Vayireha Yehuda, vayachesheveha lizona. When Judah saw her, vayireha Yehuda, he thought her to be a harlot. Vayachesheveha lizona. Moshe then asked Ha'el, the true God, Moses then asked Elohim, shall I appoint a Kohen Gadol, a high priest, out of the tribe of Lewi, out of the tribe of Levi? And Ha'el, the true God Elohim, answered, yes, mine eyes are upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me, that they may dwell with I. Hear, in the words of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Aleph, Kuf Aleph, Psalm 101, hear, at the sixth verse. Aynaya be'ne'emane eretz, mine eyes are up on the faithful of the land. Aynaya be'ne'emane eretz, la shaveta imadi, that them may dwell with me, with I. La shavet imadi. Aynaya be'ne'emane eretz, la shaveta imadi. For what art thou, the eye, so is thy tribe. And of the eye, it is said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers, Numbers chapter 12, verse 7, my servant Moses, is trusted in all my house. Lochein, avdi Moshe, b'kol la baiti, ne'eman hu. My servant Moshe is not so. He is trusted in all my house. Lokain avdi Moshe b'kol baiti ne'eman hu. He is trusted in all my house. According to Rav Nehemiah, some maintain that it was Rav Chama speaking in the name of Rav Simeon ben Lakish. The words, mine eyes are upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me, that they may dwell with I. Aynai de ne emne eret la shavet emadi. These words imply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, said, whoever serves me, ministers to I in this world, shall also minister to I in the Olam Haba, in the world to come.
The confirmation of my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites, who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who wasn't rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
I am your creator, your king, the Holy One of Israel.
Yeah.
grandfather.
Lo yeshev, bikarev beiti, he that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. Lo yeshev, bikarev beiti. Hear, 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 Mizmor Kof Aleh, Psalm 101 here. Lo yeshev, bikarev beiti, he that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. Lo yeshev bikareb beiti. Hear, 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 Mizmor Kof Aleh, Psalm 101 here, Hebraically verse 7. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. Lo yeshev bikareb beiti. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said, a man should be humble in his own house, and all the more so in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and more so in the house of the Holy One. Blessed be He. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Ose haremiya dovera shikarim lo yikon lidneged aynai. He that speaketh falsehood shall not be established before mine eyes. Ose aremiya dovera shikari lo yikon lidneged aynai. There are four companies of men, and people. There are four companies of men who will not behold the presence of Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Elohim. The company of scorners, for it is written, even in Mizmor Aleph, in the first Psalm, Psalm 1 and 1, he will not sit in the seat of the scornful. Uve moshav letzim lo yashav, nor sat in the seat of the scornful. Uve moshav letzim lo yashav, he will not sit in the seat of the scornful. Uve moshav letzim lo yashav. The second, the company of hypocrites, as it is written even in Eob and Job, Job 13 and 16. A hypocrite cannot come before him. Ki lo lifanayo chanei fayavo. For an hypocrite shall not come before him. Ki lo lifanayo chanei fayavo. And the third, the company of slanderers, as is said even in today's daily psalm, Psalm 101, verse 5. Whoso slandereth his neighbor in secret, him, oto, I cannot abide. Whoso slandereth his neighbor in secret, whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Melashni baseta re'aihu oto him. Oto atzmit, him I cannot abide. Oto him atzmit, I will cut off. Read not oto him, but ito, ito with him. Read not oto atzmit, but ito atzmit with him. And fourthly, the company of liars. The company of liars, as it is written even here, 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 in Mizmor Kof Aleh. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Ose aremiya dovera shikarim lo ikon lineged aynai. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. He that speaketh falsehood shall not be established before mine eyes. Ose remiya dover shikarim lo yikon lineged aynai. On morning's account will I destroy all the wicked, all the ratchet of the land. La bikarim atzmit kol rishai aret. On morning's account, morning by morning, la bikarim, morning by morning will I destroy all the wicked, all the ratchet of the land, La Bikarim Atzmit, Kola Rishai Aretz. I will early destroy all the wicked, the ratchet of the land, La Bikarim Atzmit, Kola Rishai Aretz. Vehem Heviu Elayo Oda Nedava Baboker Baboker. And they brought yet to him free will offerings every morning. Wehem Hebiu Elayo Oda Nedava Baboker Baboker. They brought yet to him free will offerings on one morning and on the next morning. Wehem Hebiu Elayo Od Nidaba Baboker Baboker. And because of the merit thus like this gained, I will destroy all the wicked, all the ratchet of the land. La Bikarim Atzmit Kola Rishai Aretz. Vayehia b'yoma kalot Moshe le'hakima etaha mishikan. And it came to pass on the day that Moshe, had made an end of setting up the tabernacle. Vayehia b'yom kalot Moshe le'hakima etaha mishikan. That the princes of Israel, Nisiei Yisrael, Vayaviu et karabanam lifnei Yehua sheisha eglota tzav ushne asar bakar. Brought their offerings before Jehovah, 6 covered wagons and 12 oxen. Vayaviu et karabanam lifnei Yehua sheisha eglota tzav ushne asar bakar. And they presented them before the tabernacle. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take, it is of them, in order that the wagons may serve for carrying the tent of meeting, and thou shalt give them to the Levites.
Vayakrivua otama lifnei ha-mishkan, vayomer Yahuwa el Moshe leimor kach, meitama. V'hayu ala evoda eta evodata ohela moeda v'natata otama ilaha Elohim.
Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 7, verses 1 to 5. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Moses, go forth and speak grave words, serious words, to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Israel. Say, I, the Lord, will reckon the offering to your credit as though I needed something to carry my world. And what is it that carries my world? It is the tabernacle. Now, when the princes brought the covered wagons and the oxen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Moses, take, it is of them. Kach, meitam, take, kach, it is of them. Meitam, kach, meitam, take, it is of them. For Moses had asked, can some prophet have decreed that the princes bring these things, or can the princes have brought them of their own free will? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, take, kach, meitam, take, it is of them, in order that the wagons may serve for carrying the tent of meeting. Hear, 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 in Bamidbar, in Numbers, chapter 7, verse 5. Kach, meitam. V'hayu ala evoda eta evodata ohel moed. Take, it is of them. Kach, meitam, in order that the wagons may serve for carrying the tent of meeting. The ohel moed. How long did the oxen remain alive? Rav Chanina said in the name of Bar Kapara, and Rav Yudan said in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, until the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites came to Gilgal. For it is said, even in Hosea 12:12, in Gilgal they sacrifice the bullocks. Bagilgal shivarim zibechu. In Gilgal they sacrifice two bullocks. Bagilgal shivarim zibechu. In Gilgal they sacrifice two bullocks, or in Gilgal bagilgal shivarim zibechu. They sacrifice the bullocks. Until Nob became a city of Kohanim, until Nob became a city of the priests of Kohanim, Rav Abba Bar Kahana said, until the time of Gibeon, Rav Abahu said, until Ha-Hikal, the temple was built, and Shlomo, Solomon offered them as a sacrifice. Rav Chama Bar Chanina said, and here a Midrash note, after the time of Eli, the tabernacle was removed to Nob in the territory of Binyamin, of Benjamin, not far from Jerusalem, according to 1 Samuel chapter 21, verses 1 to 9. Thence there, in the time of David, it was removed to Gibeon, according to 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 39, 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 29, 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 3, and 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4, and chapter 9, verse 2. It was brought from Gibeon to Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, by Shlomo, by Solomon, HaMelech, according to 1 Kings 8 and 4. Rav Lewi, Levi, taught, what was Rav Chama Bar Chanina's proof? The verse, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 5, that reads, and King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, offered a sacrifice of the oxen. Note that it is not written, quote, a sacrifice of oxen, but a sacrifice of the oxen. That is, a sacrifice of the oxen that the princes brought for carrying the tabernacle, for carrying HaMishkan, for carrying the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment. Rav Aibu said in the name of Rav Meir, the oxen are designated for the punishment of HaRasha, the ratchet, the Rishaim, the ratchet in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. As is said, with the oxen will I destroy all the wicked of the land. With the oxen, labikarim atzmit, kol rishai aret. With the oxen will I destroy all the wicked, all the ratchet of the land. Labikarim atzmit, kol rishai aret. And here, a Midrash note. Bikarim, the Hebrew word bikarim, generally is translated as mornings or dawnings, the Bokar, Bikarim, generally translated as mornings or dawnings, may also mean oxen. Bikarim, generally translated as oxen, as mornings, can also mean oxen. Bikarim, mornings, dawnings, Bikarim, oxen. La Bikarim atzmit kol rishai aret. Lehakrit Ma'ir Yahuwah, call upon Ele Aven. Morning by morning, dawning by dawning, will I destroy all the wicked, all the ratchet of the land, to cut off all the workers of iniquity from the city of Jehovah. La Bikarim Atzmit Kol Rishai Aret. Lehakrit Ma'ir Yahuwah, call upon Ele Aven. I will early Destroy all the ratchet of the land, that I may cut off all the wicked, all the ratchet doers from the city of Jehovah.
Of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine and Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
I say greetings in the name of His Imperial Majesty, I, Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia. Honor and well wishes and favor.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, Xabir Masakan, Gramawi Rasatar Madani Alam, Tina Easterling, the Ghost and the Ghast. Sai Tuga, Sai Tuga, Sai Tuga, Sai
מזמור קוף א', לדוד מזמור. חסד ומשפט אשירה, לך אדוני אזמרה. אשכילה בדרך תמים, מתי תבוא אליי? אתהלך בתום לבבי, בקרב ביתי. לא אשית לנגד עיניי דבר בליעל. עשו שטים שנאתי, לא ידבק בי. לבב עיקש יסור ממני, רע לא אדע, מלושני וסדר, רעהו אותו עצמית, גבה עיניים ורחב לבב, אותו לא אוכל. עיניי בנאמנם ארץ לשבת עמדי, הולך בדרך תמים הוא ישרתני. לא ישב בקרב ביתי עושה רמייה, דובר שקרים לא ייקון לנגד עיניי. לבקרים עצמית כל רשעי ארץ, להחריט מעיר אדוני כל פועלי אבן.
Psalm 101. I will sing of mercy and judgment, unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
The Hebrew book known as Genesis here from the
Sefer Bereishis. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. Hear for the Hebrew first words here for this 12th Rastafari sabbatical study, here for this Shabbat Strong. Here we pick up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereishis. Here we have the 12th, the Yod Veit, the Yod Beit, Torah portion, the reading and feeding, the manna, here for this Shabbat Wayechi. Here we are at the last Torah portion, reading and feeding, here in the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as the Sefer Bereishis and called Genesis. So here, Shema Yisrael, Gevir Yisrael, here for the Hebrew first words for this Shabbat Wayechi, Wayechi, and he lived. B'shem Ha'av V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. Hear. Why Yechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shiva Asarei Shana. Why Yechi Yimei Yaakov Ashnei Chayayo Shiva Shanim V'Arba'im U'Me'ata Shana. And Jacob and Yaakov lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob, of Yaakov, was 147 years. Wa yechi Yaakov and Jacob and Yaakov lived. Wa yechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Shava Asrei Shana, 17 years. Shava Asrei Shana. Waihi Yimei Yaakov. So the days of Jacob, Wa Yehi Yimei Yaakov. So the whole age of Jacob, KJV has more correctly here, Wa Yehi, and it be a Yemei Yaakov. So the days of Yaakov, the days of Jacob, Shnei Chayayo, the years of his life, Shnei Chayayo, Shava Shanim, U'Arba'im, U'Me'at Shana, were 147 years. Hear, Shema Yisrael, Hebrew first words here for this Shabbat, Wayechi, and he lived. Wayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim, Shava Esrei, Shana, Wayehi, Yimei Yaakov, Shnei Chayayo, Shava Ashanim, Ve'Arba'im, U'Me'at Shana. Hebrew first words here for the last Torah portion from the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, the Sefer Bereishis. Wayehi. And he lived. Wayechi Yaakov, and Jacob lived.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Yes, Rastafari. Yes, Rastafari.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari. Yes! Rastafari.
Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach. Leolam vayeh, Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, Benutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, Noten HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, for the Rishon, Aliyah. Hear for this Shabbat, Wayichi. And here, Shema Yisrael. Here for the Rishon, Aliyah, Aliyah. Here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayachi, 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 Sabbath, and he lived. Here picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereishis, here Genesis chapter 47. Chapter 47, picking up with verse 28, for the Rishon, for the first Aliyah, the first up offering, the first reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayachi, Sabbath, and he lived. Here for the Hebrew first words, Wayachi, Yaakov, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Shavaa Esarei, Shana, Wayahi Yeme Yaakov, Shine Chayayo, Shava, Shanim, We Aribaim, U Ameata Shana. And Jacob Yaakov lived in the land of Egypt, Mitzrayim, 17 years. So the whole age of Yaakov was 147 years. Wayahi. And he lived, Wayachi, and he lived, Wayachi, Yaakov, and Jacob lived, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Mitzrayim, Shava, Esarei, Shana, 17 years, Shava, Esarei, Shana, 17 years, Wayachi, Yeme Yaakov, Shnei Chayayo, Shava, Shanim. So the days of Yaakov, Wayahi Yemei Yaakov, the years of his life, Shnei Chayayo, were 147 years. Shava Shanim, we arba'im, u me'at shana. And the time that I would drew nigh, near, that Yisrael, that Israel, must die. And he called his son Yosef, Joseph, and said to him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury I not, I pray thee I. In Egypt, in Mitzrayim. Wayikrevua Yemeya Yisrael Lamut. Wayikra Livno Li Yosef. Wayomer Lau. And the time that I would draw near that Israel must die. Wayikrevua Yeme Yisrael Lamut. And he called his son Yosef. Wayikra livno li Yosef, and said to him, Wayomer lahu, if now I have found favor in thy sight, imna matati yachin b'ayneka, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, simna yadika, Tachata Yerechi, and deal kindly and truly with I. We osita imadi chesed, and deal kindly, and truly with I. We osita imadi chesed we emet. Bury I not, I pray thee, I, in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. Al na tikbreini de Mitzrayim. And bury I not, al na tikbreini de Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. But
I will lay with my fathers, and thou the eye shall carry I out of Egypt, and bury me and bury I in their burying place. And he said, I will do as thou, as the eye hast said. We shakavti, aim ibotai. But I. But when I sleep with my fathers, we shakavti aim ibotai. U ne satani, thou shalt carry I mi Mitzrayim out of Mitzrayim, una satani mi Mitzrayim, and bury I in their burying place. Ukavaratani biakevuratam, and he said, why Yomar, I, Anoki, e isse, kia de bareka, I will do as thou hast said. Anoki, e isse, ki de bareka, ki devareka, anoki, esse, ki devareka. And he said, swear to I, why your mer, hiya shava, shava, he shava ali. He shall Ali swear to I, and he swore, and he swear to him. And Yisrael bowed himself upon the bed's head. Vayomer, he shall Ali, why Yishava Lahu, why Yisha Tahu Yisrael, Al Rosh Ha Mita. Al Rosh 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 Al One told Yosef, behold, thy father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Yaakov and said, behold, thy son Yosef cometh to thee. And Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. And Yaakov said to Yosef, El Shaddai, appeared to I at Luz in the land of Canaan, and blessed I, and said to I, behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thy, and I will make of thee, I, a multitude of people, and will give this land to Zarekah, the I see, the I race after thee, I, for an everlasting possession. And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were born to thee, I, in the land of Mitzrayim, before I came to the I into Egypt, mine, as Reuven and Shimon, as Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine, and thy issue, which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. And as for me, as for I, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come to Ephrat, and I buried her there in the way of Ephrat, the same is Beit Lechem.
And Yisrael held Joseph's sons and said, "Who are these?" And Joseph said to his father, "They, my sons, whom Elohim hath given I in this." He said, "Bring them, I pray the eye, to me, to I, and I will bless them." And hear, Shema Israel, hear. For the Sheni, Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Wayachi, Sabbath, and he lived. Here picking up first book of Moses, Hebrew book, known as Genesis chapter 48, here at verse 10. Verse 10, right here, for the Sheni, Aliyah. For the second reading, the second up offering here. We aine Yisrael kavdu mi zoken lo ayukala li rot vayayage shootam elayo vayayishak lahem vayachavik lahem. Now, the eyes of Israel, of Yisrael, were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near to him, and he kissed them and embraced them. Wi'aynei Yisrael lakavdua mi'azokena lo yukala lirot. Now the eyes of Yisrael, wi'aynei Yisrael, were dim, kavdu, were heavy, kavdua mi'azoken, were heavy for age. Wi'aynei Yisrael kavdua mi'azoken lo yukala lirot, so that he could not see. Lo yukala lirot. And he brought them near to him. Vayagish otam elayo, and he brought them near to him. Vayagisha otam elayo, and he kissed them. Vayishaka lahem, and embraced them. Vayachavika lahem. And Israel said to Joseph, "I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, and look, Elohim hath shewed me, shewed I also, Varika, that I see." And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near to him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid upon Ephraim's rosh, Ephraim's ras, Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh, and his left hand upon Manasseh's rosh, Manasseh's ras, Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly for Manasseh, the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, "Elohim, the true good, the true God, Elohim, before whom my fathers, Avraham and Yitzhak, did walk, did try. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Elohim, who fed I all my life long to this day. Ha Melaak, the angel, who redeemed I from all evil. Bless the lads, and make my name, Shemi, be named on them. And the name of my fathers, Avraham and Yitzhak, and let them, and make them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth.
Elohim. Elohim. አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ El Rohim.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Shalishi, the third offering up, going up. Third reading here for this Shabbat, Y-Yachi, Sabbath, and he lived. Here picking up the first book of Moses, Hebrew book known as Genesis chapter 48. Here at verse 17, for the Shalishi, Aliyah. Wayare'e Yosef, Kia Yashita Yo, Yada Yemino, Al Rosha Ephraim. Wayera'a Be'ainayo, Wayayitamoka Yada Vio, Le Hasira Otaha, Me Al Rosh Ephraim, Al Rosha Menashe. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, Wayare'e Yosef, Ki yashita v'yo yada yimino al rosh Ephraim. It displeased him. Wayera'a be'aynayo. And he held up his father's hand. Wayitamoka yadavio le hasirotaha me al rosh Ephraim al rosh Menashe. To remove it from Ephraim's rosh, Ephraim's head, to Manasseh's, to Menashe's rosh. And Joseph said to his father, Wayomer Yosef el Avio, not so, my father, Lo Cain Avi, not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his rosh, upon his head. Wayomer Yosef il avio, Lo ken avi, ki ze habkor sima yemineka al rosho. And his father refused and said, I know, my son Bini, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And his father refused. Why, Yomer, and said, Yada'iti, I know, my son, I know. Yada'iti, Avini, Yada'iti. He also shall become a people. Gam hu, Yihyehel am. And he also shall be great. Gam hu yigdal. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he. Ulam achiyo hakatona yigdala mimenu. And his seed shall become a multitude of nations. Wizaro Yehiye Milo Hagoyi. And he blessed them that day, saying, in thee I shall Yisrael, shall Israel bless, saying, Elohim, make thee I as Ephraim and as Manasseh, And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. Vayavarkeim bayom hahu leimor bika ye bareka Yisrael leimor. Yismeka Elohim ke Ephraim we ke Manasseh. Vayasem et Ephraim lifnei Manasseh. And Israel said to Joseph, Vayomer Israel Yosef, behold, look, see, I die. But Elohim shall be with you and bring you again to the land of your fathers. Hine anoki mate. V'haya Elohim imakem. V'hashiva etkem el haaretz avotekem. Moreover, I have given to thee I one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and my bow. Wa'ani natati leka shekhem achad ala acheka asher la acheti miyad haemori be charbi uabek ashti. Moreover, I have given to thee, the eye, one portion above thy brethren. Wa ani natati leka shechem achad al achika, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite. Asher lakachti miyad ha'emori, with my sword and my bow, b'charbi uve'ashti. Wa'ani natati leka shechem achad ala acheka asher lakachti miyad ha'emori b'charbi uve'ashti.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear. For the Revi'i, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering up here for this Shabbat, Wayechi, Sabbath, and he lived. Here, picking up the first book of Moses, the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereshis. Here, picking up with Genesis chapter 49, for the Revi'i, here for the fourth
reading the fourth Aliyah for Shabbat Vayechi.
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 Vayechi. Here, Sefer Bereishis Vayechi, Mem 8, chapter 49, Yaakov, Jacob's dying bracha, dying blessing, prophetic of the tribes of Yisrael.
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 Yes. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael for the Revi'i. Vayikra Yaakov, illa benayo, vayomera, hey asfu, we agida le lachem, eita shera yikra etekem, de achrita hayamin. And Jacob and Yaakov called to his sons, Vayikra Yaakov Elavanayo, and Jacob called to his sons and said, Vayomer, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Vayikra Yaakov Elavanayo Vayomer, Heasfu. We agida lakem, eita shara yikraetekem, be achrita hayamim. And Jacob called to his sons and said, Heasfu, gather yourselves together. Heasfu, we agida lakem, that I may tell you. We agida lakem, that I may tell you, et asher yikra etekem, be achrita hayamim, that I may tell you that which shall befall you, you are, y'all, in the end of days, be achrit hayamim, in the last days, in the Achrit Hayamin, in the end of days. Hikavtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, v'shimu el Yisrael avikem. Assemble yourselves. Hikavtsu, hikavtsu, assemble yourselves. Hikavtsu v'shimu. And hear, hear, with Shimu, hear y'all, with Shimu b'nei Yaakov, and hear ye, your sons of Jacob, with Shimu b'nei Yaakov, with Shimu illa Yisrael avikem, and hearken to Yisrael, to Israel, avikem. Your father, Reuben, Bichori, Ata, Kochi, we reshita onia, yeter seeta, we yeter oz. Reuben, thou, the I, my firstborn. Thou art my firstborn, Reuben, Bechori, Ata, my might, Kochi, and the beginning of my strength, Vereshita Oni, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Yeter se'et with yeter oz. Unstable as water, thou, the eye, shalt not excel, because thou, the eye, wentest up to thy father's bed. Then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Pachaza ka yam ka mayim. Pachaz kamayim, ala totara kia Alita Mishakve Avika Az Hialalta Yesuya Allah. Unstable as water, have not thou the excellency, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch, pachazaka mai, unstable as water, pachazaka mai, ala totar, ki alita, have not thou the excellency? Thou shalt not excel. Ala totar ki alita mishkave avika, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed. Aza halalta yitzu'iya Allah, thou defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi, brethren, instruments of cruelty, their habitations. Shimon Welewi, Achim Kleya Hamasa, Mi Kerotehem, Simeon and Levi, Shimon Welewi, Achim, our brethren, Shimon Welewi, Achim, Kle Hamasa Mekerotehem, weapons of violence, their kinship, Kle Hamas Mekerotehem, instruments of cruelty, their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, to their assembly, to their assembly, mine honor. Be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they digged down a wall. Besodam ala tavonavshi, bikahala, bikahalam, bikahal, bikahalam, bikahalam. Besodam ala tavonavshi, bikahalam, ala techada kovodi, kia beapama. Hargu ish, ua birotsonama ikru shor. Let my soul not come into their counsel. Be sodam ala tavo nafshi, to their assembly. Be a kahalam ala techad kovodi. Make my glory, kavodi, not be united. For in their anger they slew a man, ki be'apam hargo ish, and in their self-will, ua biratsonam, they hold oxen, ikru shor, cursed. Their anger, for fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Ya'akob, in Jacob, and scatter them in Yisrael, and scatter them in Israel. Arura pama ki oz, wherever ratama kia ashata. Ahalekema bi Yaakov, wa efitzeim bi Yisrael, cursed aror, cursed be their anger, aror apam, for it was fierce, ki oz, and their wrath were evratam, for it was cruel, kiyakashita. I will divide them in Jacob, echalkem b'yaikov, and scatter them in Yisrael. Wa ifitzein b'Yisrael. Yehuda, Judah, thou, the I, RT, whom thy brethren shall praise, thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee, I, Yehuda, Ata, Yoduka, Acheka, Yadika, Be'orefa, Oiveka, Isha Tachu, Lika, B'ne'avika, Judah, Yehuda, thee, I, shall thy brethren praise. Yehuda, Ata, Yoduka, Acheka, thy hand, Yadika, shall be on the neck of thine enemies, Be'orefa Oiveka. Thy father's sons shall bow down before thee, I, Yishtachu alika b'nei avika. Judah, Yehuda, a lion's whelp, from the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? Gora, Arye Yehuda, Mit Refa, Beni, Alita, Kara, Ravetza, K'Arye, Ukalavi, Mia Yekimenu. Judah is a lion's whelp. Gor Aye Yehuda, from the prey, Mitref, from the prey, my son, Mitref Bini, from the prey, my son, thou art gone up, the I Aliyah up, go up, Mitref Bini, Alita, he stooped down, Kara, he couched as a lion, Ravat Ka'arye, as a lioness, Ukalavi, as a lioness, Ukalavi, Mia Yikemenu, who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Yehuda, from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and to him the gathering of the people be. Lo yasura sheveta mi Yehuda, umachoteka mi bena raglayo, adakia yabo, shilo, Wilaua Yikahata Amin. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. Lo Yasura Sheveta Mi Yehuda. Lo Yasura Sheveta Mi Yehuda. Nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, umochokeka mibena raglayo. As long as men come to Shiloh, ad kia yabo Shiloh, and to him with lau, and to him shall the obedience of the peoples be? Willo yikahata amin. Binding his foe, his foil to the vine, and his ass's colt to the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine and his clothes in the blood of grapes. Osori la gefena iro wi la sareka bini e tono kia besa ba yain le busho uvadama e anavin suto. Osuria la gefena iro we la sareka venia etono kia besa bayain levu sho uvadama enavima suto. Binding his foil to the vine. Osoria la gefena iro, and his ass's colt to the choice vine. Where la sareka venia etono. He washed his garments in wine. Kibesa bayayina levusho, and his vesture in the blood of grapes. Uvedama enavima suto, his eyes red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Hakalilia ainaima miayaina ulabena shenaima mechalav. His eyes shall be red with wine. Hakalilia ainaima miayin, and his teeth white with milk. Ulavena shenaima mechalav. Zebulun. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he for an haven of ships, and his border to Zidon. Zvuluna lechofa yamima yishkon wiku lechofa oniyot wiyarakato ala Sidon. Zebulun shall dwell at the shore of the sea. Zvulun lechofa yamima yishkon, and he shall be a shore for ships. Wuhua lechofa oniot, and his flank shall be to Zidon. Weyarakato al Zidon. Yisakar, Isaacar, a strong ass couching down between two burdens. Yisasakara chamora garema robeta baina ha misha pe tai. Yisakar is a large bone ass. Yisasakara chamora garem, couching down between the sheepfolds. Robeit beina ha misha pe tai. And he saw that rest good, and the land that pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to beer, and became a servant two tributes. Wayare me nucha kito we eta haareta kia naima. Wayeta shikmoa lisabola. Wayehia le masa oved. For he saw a resting place, that it was good. Wayare me nucha kitob, and the land, that it was pleasant. Weta haaretz kia naima, and he bowed his shoulder to beer. Wayeta shikmo lisabol, and became a servant under task work. Wayehia limasa ored. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan yadina amo ke Achada Shivte Israel. Dan shall judge his people, Dan Yadin Ammo, as one of the tribes of Israel, Ke Achada Shivte Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. Yehi Dan Nahasha Eledareka Shefifona Elea Orach Hanoshecha Ikare susa, Wayipola rokvo achor. Dan shall be a serpent in the way. Yehia dana nahash elederek, a horned snake, shefifon, a horned snake, Shefifon le orach, a horned snake in the path, that biteth the horse's heels. Hanoshek ekeve sus, so that his rider falleth backward. Wayipola rokavo ahar. I have waited for thy salvation, O Yahweh, O Jehovah. Li yeshuateka kwiti Yehovah. I wait for thy salvation, O Yahweh, O Jehovah. Li yeshuateka kwiti Yehovah, 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 Yehovah,
Yeah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. And hear for the Chamishi, hear for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering, the fifth reading here for this Shabbat, Wayechi, Sabbath, and he lived. Here, picking up with the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 49, here at verse 19, for the Chamishi, for the fifth reading, the Chamishi Aliyah, the fifth offering up for this Shabbat Wayechi. Gada geduda yikuden, uhuwa yaguda akav. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Gada geduda yikuden, Gad, a troop shall troop upon him. Gada geduda yikuden, uhu yagud akav. But he shall troop upon their heel. Wehu yagud akav. Out of Asher, his bread, fat, and he shall yield royal dainties, kingly dainties. Me asher shemena lachmo. Wehu yitena ma'edene melek. As for Asher, Me Asher, out of Asher, Me Asher Shemena Lachmo. As for Asher, his bread shall be fat. Me Asher Shemena Lachmo. Who are Yitena Maedene Melek? And he shall yield royal, kingly dainties. Who Yitena Maedane. Ma'edane melek. And he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali, a hind let loose. He giveth goodly words. Naphtali ayale sheluha. Naphtali is a hind let loose. Naphtali ayale sheluha. He giveth goodly words. Ha notena imrea shafer. Joseph, a fruitful bow. A fruitful bow by a well. Branches run over the wall. Bein porata Yosef. Bein porata ele ayin. Benota aeda ele shur. Joseph is a fruitful vine, Bein Porata Yosef, a fruitful vine by a fountain, Bein Porata Ele Ayin. Its branches run over the wall, Benota Tzaida Ele Ashur. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot and hated him. Wayamararuhu wa robu wayayisatemuhu ba ele chitzim. The archers have dealt bitterly with him. Wayamararuhu wayarobu and shot at him and hated him. Wayamararuhu wa robu. Wayayisatemuhu ba ele chitzim. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty of Yaakov, of Jacob. From thence, from there, the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Wateshev. Be aitana ashto. But his bow abode firm. Wateshev Be'etana kashto. Wayafozo ze'ro'eya yadayo. And the arms of his hands were made supple. Wayafozua ze'ro'eya yadayo. By the hands of the mighty one of Jacob. Midei avir ya'iko. By the hands of the avir of Ya'ikov, the mighty one of Ya'ikov, Midei Avir Ya'ikov, Mishama Ro'eh Evina Yisrael, from thence, Misham, from Theya, Misham Ro'eh, the shepherd Ro'eh Evin Yisrael, the stone of Yisrael, by the Elohim, true God of thy father, who shall help thee, I, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee, I, with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the blessed, and of the womb. Ne'el Avika, from the El of thy father, Ne'el Avika, where Ya is Zereka. We ya Ezreka, who shall help thee? We Eta Shaddai, and by Shaddai, the Almighty I, we ya Barkeka, who shall bless thee? I, we ya Barkeka, Birkota Shamaima Me'al, with blessings, Burkot, of Shemaim, may all of heaven from above. Burkota Shemaim, may all. Burkota Tehom, Robetet, Tachata, Burkota Shadaim, Wa Racham. Blessings of the deep that coucheth beneath. Burkota tohoma robeta tachat. Blessings of the breast. Burkota shadai. And of the womb. We're racham. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors. To the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on their head the Rosh, the Ras of Yosef, of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Birkota Rika, Gavru Ala Birkota Hodai, Ada Taiwata Giboota Olama, Tehiena. Le Rosh Yosef, Ula Kadokoda Nezir Achayo, the blessings of thy father, Gurkota Avika, are mighty beyond the blessings of my progenitors. Gavru Allah Birkota Hodai. To the utmost bound of the everlasting, the eternal hills, Ada Taewata Gibota Olam. They shall be on the head of Yosef, on the head of Joseph, Tihiena Li Rosh Yosef, and on the crown of the head, Ula Kadkod, and on the crown of the head, Ule Adkod Nazir of the prince, the Nazir, the Nazir, the Nazarene, the Nazirite, the Nazir Ahayu, the prince among his brethren. Thank you.
Rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov, a good seven, good strong, good strong, good strong, good strong, good sabbatically speaking. Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks.
Yes, yes, yes. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. First day service at the top of the Iowa. Y'all willing? Hey, hey, here. Black line.
No need, you get some.
Right here to reboot for the first day service. One of the ones we can join I. Hopefully everything will go true. Yes, I. Baruch Hashem. Yes, I. Shabbat Shalom.
South Africa, Senegal, Guinea, Uganda, Chad, Togo, hey!